T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us live on the line is Jamie Fiegel, Fiegel Carr and Joyce Immigration Law, talking about the border policy, which has changed over the last couple of weeks. Jamie, want to start with the protests we've seen all across Canada, truckers protesting the new vaccination mandate for everyone now. Used to just be for recreational travel, but now even commercial truckers, everyone who is deemed essential, has to follow this new vaccination mandate. We've seen these sites, long lines of trucks blocking the border. What's it like? What's the reaction on the other side of the border?
Well, good morning, guys. On our side near Western New York, there's really not a lot of disruption at this point. But the slow roll or the cross-country trucking protest that they're working on right now, it's having an impact in the fact that it's getting a lot of attention, but even the Canadian Trucker Alliance has come forward to say that they're not in support of it because it could lead to a public safety concern. And really, this is a cross-border issue, not just a Canadian issue. So even if the truckers get to Ottawa and they convince the Canadian government to reverse their side, it doesn't help the Canadian truckers getting into the United States to be able to deliver those goods while they can come back. So the U.S. side has an impact on this as well. And that's what the Canadian Trucker Alliance had alluded to and said, listen, you're not going to be doing much good because this is the only way to overcome this is either the U.S. and the Canadian side both overturn what they've done or you get vaccinated. Those are the two choices.
You're right. It is both ways. So in the meantime, since these changes have taken effect, what is cross-border traffic like?
Locally, it hasn't changed. So the trucks go to one side, the cars go to the other. But really, I haven't seen any issues at the border for crossing. And no one that I have had interacted with, clients and colleagues, friends, family, no one's had any issues that can already cross. Remember, this does affect cross-border workers as well. I didn't get asked my vaccination status coming into the United States yesterday or Sunday. I think that it's random whether they're asking or not, whether they're making an assumption or not. I don't know. A lot of us are known by the officers since we cross every day. But in reality, everyone should be being asked. And if they want to further ask for proof, they can ask for that then.
Do you see changes coming to this at all? Whether it's because of the protests that we're seeing in parts of Canada or the new information about the vaccines. I mean, if the idea is to stop the spread, mandating vaccination, don't really know if that's really going to do much at the border. Is this changing at all? Because it only seems to be tightening, really, since we thought it was loosening up over the summer.
Yeah, the changes that they were implementing in the summer then led to announcements in November to be able to tell everyone that this was coming in January. So none of these things that have been happening are new by the government. They didn't just come up and then they said, oh, as of January, we're going to do this. They announced these that were coming in January in November. We don't have any of those announcements right now, something that's saying, hey, by February or March, this is what we're looking to do. I don't know how much impact this protest is going to have on that Canadian government to be able to federally say, okay, we change our mind. And that is because there's also that U.S. element to it. So I'm not sure how well the U.S. and the Canadian governments are working together on making these decisions, or if they've kind of unilaterally gone, we're going to make our own decisions for ourselves right now. But the changes that would be coming that would affect us locally, I don't see any changes in a loosening type of way. They're pretty much as strict as they could be if the only thing they could go back to now would be a complete shutdown again. I don't see that happening. I don't see them cutting families off again.
But, you know, if you think about the entire length of the pandemic, the U.S. and Canada have never worked together, you know, in unison on anything, right?
Well, in the beginning they did. They had the dates that they had every month that were in unison that they were working together when the border was closed. But then when Canada made the announcement that they were going to allow the U.S. citizens in under the certain circumstances, the U.S. didn't follow suit. So that was when there was that break. But since the beginning of the pandemic up until that time, they were working in unison. So I don't know how they are right now. But hopefully the testing is the next thing to go.
Still a lot that, you know, kind of has to be sorted through for some people to even make that jump. I mean, is border traffic still way down because of all these restrictions?
Way down, yes. And remember, we talked last time saying that Ontario was still in a lockdown. We're going to open back up in phases starting January 31st. And then 20 days after that, in increments, we will begin to slowly reopen. So as of January 31st, if you had a trip planned over to Canada to go do something, spend the night, you should be able to, because things should be gradually reopening, restaurants and venues and things like that.
So you've got to be looking forward to February.
Mm-hmm. Very much so here. Going back to a restaurant, going back to sports and other things. The kids are back in school, which is very good. But we're looking forward to those reopening stages in the next couple of months.
Jamie, thanks so much for the time. Jamie Fiegel is with Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce Immigration Law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.